In terms of the downfield capability, and obviously this is play calling and totally out of your hands, but I mean, is that stuff that you guys do in practice and it's just not getting in the games? Or?
I mean, we do it in practice, but obviously we're not coming out with the win, so we just got to keep looking at it and just keep improving.
Where would you assess your progress right now in learning the offense?
I'm just getting better every week. I think that's my main goal right now, is just to keep improving and kind of put myself in a good situation. So whenever that time comes, it's whether it's next year, this year, it doesn't, just be ready to go. And I've said it before to everyone, just kind of training like a starter, kind of picking Fitz's brain a little bit, and they're doing a good job of helping me out and watching extra film with me. So. Good.
How helpful has that been with Fitz and Ryan, you know, really taking you under the
roof? It's awesome. I mean, Mallett's got a good grasp of the offense just from being around it for so many years, and Fitz is a vet, and he's been around the league, and he's kind of got that mental toughness that young rookies need to kind of learn. And, I mean, he's one of the toughest guys I've been around, so it's good to kind of get both their features and kind of just instilled in myself.
What's when you talk about his mental toughness, can you go a little more into that? What do you see in him that tells you that he's mentally tough?
He doesn't get rattled. It's really rare to see, you know. You know, he goes through a lot, and I mean, the quarterback's always the guy who's going to take the blame, and that's what kind of we sign up for. But the way he just goes out there and just keeps throwing the ball, and he'll make a play, and whether it's a bit good play or bad play, he'll go back out there and keep slinging it, and that's just something you really want in your quarterback.
How far has Mallett come since he first came here? Obviously, you mentioned he knew the system before, but Bill's talked about the accuracy has improved, the execution's improved over time.
Yeah, I think he's doing a really good job, and he's improving every week, and I know he's doing whatever he can.
What do you get out of the scout team reps? Bill tells us that's most of your reps.
Yeah.
I mean, you're running somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, it's good, though. I mean, because we're kind of trying to mix a lot of our stuff in it now and kind of use our own terminology. And the best thing is we're going against the first team defense.
Right.
So it's good throwing against guys like Jonathan Joseph and going against guys like Watt, trying to tackle me every day. It's brutal, but it's been good, and I think I'm just getting better, and me and Mallett are both taking those reps, so it's good for both of us.
You're not used to not playing. How are you dealing with that right now?
Well, it's just part of the game, really. It's just you gotta be ready for when your time comes. And to be honest, I did it a lot in college, just being ineligible, and so I'm kind of used to it. But I think you just got to really take advantage of this year. This isn't just a sit back and see what happens here. This is me earning my spot every week and trying to make the most of it.
Well, you're not used to it when you're healthy and eligible.
Yeah, healthy and eligible. We'll go with that.
How big of a step is it using your own terminology with the scout team, right?